This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
3, 2, 1. Let's go.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome to Flashback Friday, a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. Danny Myers, Alon Fong. You may be asking, what is Flashback Friday? Well, Alon Fong and I, we have another podcast that we do called Off the Charts, and this is where we interview a lot of celebrity guests and stuff. So what we do on Flashback Friday is we go back and kind of listen to some of those older interviews we did. And today, who do we have there, Alon?
Justin Benlolo, B-E-N-L-O-L-O.
L-O-L-O?
L-O-L-O-L-O. Sorry. We're not doing a Rihanna song now.
Thank you.
Yes. From the band Broken Love, who we had on twice. Now, this was our most recent interview we're going to play for you. And great band. I listened to the interview again. It was brought back a lot of memories. He was a fun interview. And what a talented guy. I love his voice. You know, I went back and listened to some tracks, and they've come out with a new album we'll talk about in a little while with the new singles and stuff. And, dude, his voice is killer.
Like, it is.
From top to bottom. Great range, great dynamics. And he's a great guitar player, too. So I really, it was one of the newer bands I really, really dig. So.
Yeah, and just if you're looking for this, Broken Love is B-R-K-N Love, all caps, yeah. Too, by the way. They're Broken, all caps. So let's go ahead and take a little listen to this interview we did. How's that sound?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we've had him on twice. We had him on in February of 2020, and then we had him on again December 2020, and that was during the COVID shutdown and everything. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was actually a really interesting interview because it's like a moment in time, right? Right in the middle of the height of the pandemic, the height of COVID. So December 2020, shutdown was in March. So we're 7 months in at this point. So it was really interesting listening back to that conversation and the points that were raised. It was cool.
Okay, well, let's listen to it. This is the interview from December of 2020, Panda Off the Charts. Panda Off the Charts for December 2020. Alon Fong, Bob Chiappardi, I'm Danny Myers, and it is guest time. My friends, we got Justin Benlolo from Broken Love with us. How are you, Justin?
Good. How are you guys?
Excellent. Good, man. It's been a while. We had you on our show back in February before this whole COVID thing came down, and we were at the time promoting your song, it was Flies in the Honey. Was really cool. Track. And now all of a sudden you have this COVID thing, which has all happened since we've talked to you. And now you've got a new song. How is it? What's it been like to go from promoting a song to sitting back for a while and then promoting a song again?
It's really interesting. You know, I mean, nobody expected us to be in this situation. So we're sort of like making do with what we have. I'm just grateful that we get the opportunity to be able to do this again, you know, because mm-hmm. radio silence for a bit, but the fact that things are picking up again and everybody wants this to succeed and is giving us this push, you know, I can't complain. I'm just happy to be doing it.
Alon,
welcome back, man. Good to see your face, good to hear your voice. I'm excited about this new track. I've heard it, I love it. It's a great dope cover, and
you know, one of the big things is you kind of mentioned how you went from, you know, promoting the last track to radio silence for a while. How do you see promotion wise and even reaching your fans? Do you have an extra emphasis on social media, like in the now and in the future? Because it could be a while before things turn back to quote unquote normal, right?
Well, 100%. I mean, we've been like going hard in the paint on social media. I mean, it's been ridiculous. And I'm not really like a super like tech savvy kind of guy. Mm-hmm. But I've been, you know, much like everybody else, I've been putting a lot of time and effort into being super, I guess, like on it with the socials and being really engaging and, you know, responding to all anybody wants to reach out to us and just, you know, coming up with content and all that kind of stuff. Obviously, like, it's hard to come up with, like, I guess, new pictures and videos and stuff because of the situation we're in. We usually rely on like being on tour and having our tour manager take pictures of us so I can have new pictures. So we're kind of recycling stuff. But at the same time, you know, I've been super, super, I guess, like engaged in the social media stuff and trying to promote stuff as much as I can. And like comment, like I'm really new to Twitter and all that kind of stuff and trying to like engage in like other people's posts and try to comment on stuff just to get us out there. But it's working. And, you know, we've seen like a huge increase on social media over this whole pandemic. Because, I mean, of course, people are like just on their phones all the time. But it's been working out for us. So I'm thankful that the hard work is paying off, as tedious as it is.
Yes, follow him at Broken Love Music on Instagram. Definitely a fun follow. Got some cool videos on there, some cool fun pictures I've seen. I've been following you guys for a while, and I commented, and he commented right back. So yeah, definitely, if you want to connect with the man himself, that's a good way for you to do it. If you're digging the tracks that you hear, yeah, man, let's let everyone hear it, man. This is a great cover, Danny.
Okay, we're gonna play about a minute of it. This is your cover. Bishop Briggs did it originally.
Do you fall in love harder than a bullet could hit you? How do we fall apart faster than a hairpin trigger? Don't you say, don't you say it.
Broken Love, by the way, that's BRKN Love, for those of you trying to search for that. I got to tell you, man, we had this last month, and as soon as I heard it on the show last month, because Bob picked it as one of his upcoming picks, I have an entertainer named Charlie that I cannot wait to play this song for. Unfortunately, with the whole COVID thing, I haven't really gotten many shifts lately. We're all a little bit on the shutdown, and I have not worked with her, but I've got this song in her folder, and I cannot wait to watch her perform to it, because I know she's going to tear this song up. A great song, as we said last month when Bob brought it on. Great song and easy to add. I just have only worked two shifts since that show. So, you know, yeah, the COVID thing, but it's all going to, you know, hopefully we'll come back together soon. Let me go to Alan Fong. Your thoughts on it?
Yeah, man. First of all, listening, every time I hear it, what sticks out to me is the vocal performance. I said this last month, love the break in your voice. And you have like a little trill. It's your vibrato, but it's natural and almost has this like trill to it. It's so quick on the end and on the end. I love the break in your voice. And then, oh my God, man, when you go to the chorus and you go up the 8 billion octaves and it's like your balls are in a vice. Holy shit. The vocal performance is hot. Smoking sounds phenomenal. And it's all, I don't know if it's natural because you're just pushing so much air, but there's almost like a natural distortion on it. I don't know. What did you do? Did you double the vocal? What did you put on the vocals? Do you remember?
Well, you know, I mean, it is double track for sure, but that's just the way my voice kind of breaks up when I'm pushing that high.
Oh, it sounds so cool.
No, thanks. But I mean, that's really, we're pushing it like hard. Like that's I never would write a song like,
yeah, I want to sing up here for the whole song. Let's start here and see where I can go.
It's crazy because that song is like, the verse is already kind of high and then it's It's just high and then higher.
Hey, we're going to be back with more of that interview with Justin Ben Lolo of Broken Love right after this.
Hey, everybody, this is Ricky Rackman, and you're... Hold on, let me do it as a strip club DJ voice, okay? Hey, everybody, this is Ricky Rackman, and over here on stage three, you are listening to the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network, and now you know why I was never a DJ in a strip club.
What's Hot in the Strip Clubs? Your hosts, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Okay, now we're back with the second half of the interview we did with Justin Ben Lolo, Broken Love. Here it is.
I remember being in the studio and I was telling Joel, our producer, I'm like, man, this song's going to kill me. Like, I thought I was going to pass out at the end of every single take.
Yeah, dude, if you play it live, you're going to have to wait to the middle of your set. You're going to have to warm up to it, because if the band's like, now let's open with this, you'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah. I might even pass out at some point. Like, if we hit like the really big notes, my head.
You get lightheaded. Oh, I've been there.
Yeah.
Have it pre-recorded awesome. In the background and kind of have a signal to the guy running the soundboard. Yeah, you
have the drummer hit the trigger.
Well, it's definitely happened before.
Yeah, man, I gotta tell you, your vocal performance on that song is fucking amazing. Love it. It's a great track to rock out to. It's pretty simple, the original, and it's got a really nice, strong arrangement that's got all its basic key parts that's just so easy to rock out to. So I really dig it, man.
Appreciate it.
Let me go over to Bob Chiappardi, stripjointsmusic.com. Sir, you've had it for about, a month and a half now on your program, stripjointsmusic.com. Maybe less than that. I don't know. You brought it to us a month ago. Was it on your program when you brought it?
It wasn't on the program when I brought it last month.
Oh, okay.
That's why I played it. So if it was on the program, you know, it would have been a different story. But I felt real strong about the song. And the label was considering it, so I figured, let me run it by you guys and see if you really dug it, which you did, which was great. And I sent that to the label, and I think that was convinced them that, you know, to do it again. But it's reacting great. I mean, it's number four on the top five rock charts on the Panda Top 20 chart.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
And it's bubbling under on top 20 overall. So
hopefully we'll get in the top 20 this month.
Wow, that's awesome.
I have a follow-up question for you after talking about your voice. Are you a singer first or a guitarist first?
You know what? It kind of happened at the same time.
Okay.
I mean, I think I was already singing when I was like 7 or 8 years old.
So you're like a real lead singer frontman, because like a lot of guys end up doing it just because they can't find anybody. So the guitarist goes, okay, I'll sing. Right. And you might have a natural voice, but it's not your forte per se, even though there's a lot of great guitarists who become good singers, but they're still rather let someone else do it. So I guess that's where I'm trying to differentiate for you. Are you like a true singer, or are you just doing it because, well, it fits what I want to do the most?
No, it's definitely like my first sort of passion.
Okay.
What I guess I got good at first, but I started playing guitar like 2 or 3 years after I started singing. But I also play like I played most of the lead guitar in the band as well.
Okay. So you're a talented cat. We get it. Fuck you. All right, fine. Rub it in. Yeah, I can do anything. I'm like Prince. I play like 50 instruments. I do the production. I do the mastering. I can do my own promotion, but I like Bob, so I let him do some, you know, and I sing too. So fuck you, Elon. In fact, I'm starting a podcast tomorrow. It's called Broken Love Off the Charts. Maybe you should check.
Awesome. I wish we did do something like that. I've always wanted to.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to get this out to all the DJs all across the country, strip club DJs, managers, owners. This show reaches everybody. So really good luck to you. For those who did not catch the show last month, give us your social medias again, how they can connect with you, because I know you are real active in your social medias.
We are pretty much, it's Broken Love Music at Broken Love Music, pretty much across the board. I think just on Facebook, we're just Broken Love. But on Twitter and Instagram, it's at Broken Love Music. And, you know, send us a message. I respond literally like that. I got my phone in my hand all the time. So, you know, don't hesitate.
He's a 20-something, so he's always on his phone, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, hopefully
you get on the road soon, and when you're in Ohio, we'll definitely come check you out. I'm excited to see the live performance that goes behind the energy in your music, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be insane when we actually get to do this again, because we put on a pretty raucous live show. So
nice.
I can't wait for you guys to see it.
I'll definitely, if you're anywhere within, for 3-4 hour drive, I'll come out there, man. I'm going to follow
you. We'll come out, man. We'll check you out.
Justin.
Let us know when you're in Ohio. We're both in Ohio, so.
For sure. We come through Ohio a bunch. I can pretty much guarantee that that'll happen again when we do get out on the road. So Yeah.
Good deal. Good deal.
Very good. Justin Benlolo, Broken Love. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Justin Benlolo. So what is it about that interview that really, really brought back some cool memories, Alon?
Just the whole part of being in the middle of the pandemic, you know, that was obviously such a big part of our lives for the last 3 years. And so as I'm listening, I'm remembering kind of where I was at that moment in time personally. And, you know, the music was great. And like he said, you know, getting into the social media aspect of things more so and being more active in social media as the only way at that time to keep in touch with your fans and really the world. You know, all of us sort of got on social media more. So that's one of the blessings of social media from that time period, you know, that we learned to appreciate. And, you know, again, music is such a great healer and a great form of expression. You can get out so many of your, even if you're just a listener, right? You can connect to it and really get some release. So just all those thoughts kind of went through my mind as I listened to that interview again.
Okay. Well, in that particular one, that was the second one we did in December. That one was the one we listened to his song River. The first interview we did with him back in February, 8 months earlier, or 10 months earlier, we did his song called Flies in the Honey. And just a little recap, I am still playing both of those songs on a semi-regular at Diamonds Cabaret, along with the new one that we put on Panda Off the Charts a few months ago called Spell. So, Alon, you've done your research. You did some digging. What's Justin Benlolo up to these days?
Yeah, Broken Love released a full-length album, which they were quite excited about. There were times he admitted on social media that he didn't know if they would continue doing it, you know, with everything stalled because of the pandemic. There's no touring. There's no money coming in. Just, you know, disconnect all around, right? And they finally got the album out in November of 2022. The album is called Black Box. It's got some great songs on it. You know, they keep getting better and better in songwriters and as a band. Songs like Under the Knife, Like a Drug, Spell, obviously, Fever Dream. There's so many good songs on it. There's 11 tracks on it. Go check it out. It's on iTunes. It's on Spotify, so you can do all of that. They have some touring coming up, which they've got to be super excited about because as a rock band, it's all about playing in front of people, right? Mm-hmm. So they will be in Toronto on the 8th of June. Then Montreal on the 9th, Ottawa the 10th, Kitchener in Ontario on the 11th, London, Ontario the 14th, Burlington, Ontario the 15th, and Thorogold, Ontario on the 16th. And then later that summer, they're doing the SOMO Festival on July 14th and 15th and Rocklahoma on September 23rd weekend. I think they're at Sonic Temple in Columbus. I'll have to double check that one. So, but basically they'll be doing some festivals, and I'm sure they're trying to get more tours with this album having just come out in the fall. And the album's phenomenal. So go check that out. And of course, go check out that earlier episode that Danny was mentioning too. If you're listening to that as well, that's a cool interview as well.
Yeah, all of our podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Off the Charts, Bubbling Under, Flashback Friday, Behind the Curtain, and one about to hit your direction. Are you ready for the new one? Are you ready for the new one? Rockin' Pod Recap. Get ready to hear all about that. It's all at whatshotitsc.com.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.